This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Healthcare, like medication, can be life-saving if the proper drug in the proper dose at the proper time is prescribed. But healthcare can also be deadly and expensive if prescribed in overdose quantities. The way we train doctors and the way we reward doctors for their work often leads to wasted money or ineffective and unnecessary medical tests and procedures. There is only so much money in our national pockets for health care. The money that gets wasted on unnecessary care is then not available for services that we would all agree are essential. If our government or your employer or you need to pay higher rates for your insurance or your health care because doctors and hospitals are charging for unnecessary care, then either rates go up or there's less money for effective care. In this sense, overuse is all of our problem. A special report in Lancet, in cooperation with the Loan Institute, outlined just how serious a problem this is. As examples, unnecessary hysterectomies, the removal of the uterus, range from 16 to 70%. Unnecessary total knee replacements are about 35%. And the World Health Organization estimates that 6 million C-sections are unnecessary. This doesn't count all the unnecessary tests and the prescriptions for drugs that have no benefit. Now, there are many factors that drive toward overuse. Vikas Sanai, the author of one of the Lancet reports, has identified three general factors. The first is money, profits, and incentives. The second is healthcare providers' lack of knowledge or their lack of awareness of what really is necessary. And the third factor is a lack of providers' engagement with patients about their preferences and clear explanations to patients of the risks and benefits of tests and procedures. To me, the most powerful of the three is the link between hospital and physician income and volume. In other words, the more doctors and hospitals do, the more they get paid. Overcoming these incentives is nearly impossible. Don Berwick, former director of the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, explains that as soon as experts begin to discuss overuse, those who stand to lose income stand up and start screaming rationing, and they raise the idea of socialism. In fact, offering only the care that has benefit isn't rationing any more than when you buy a house, you want the appliances to work and the roof not to leak. This is about being a careful, informed consumer, not about rationing. As Berwick writes, all the care and only the care that will help the patient. This is what we call right care. And it turns out that right care is also the best care. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.